Yesterday, a coroner ruled that a Derry teenager shot by the army almost 45 years ago was totally innocent. 15 years ago, Manus Deary was out with friends in the Bogside area when he was shot by a soldier from the city walls. Manus died at the scene. The soldier who fired the shot has since died. For over four decades since the killing, Manus' sister Helen has been campaigning to clear her brother's name, and she joins me on the programme this morning. Good morning to you, Helen. Thanks for taking a call from us. How were you feeling when you heard the news?
I was feeling delighted yesterday. It's kind of sunk in today. Overwhelming that it has been said in a court. We always knew he was innocent. It's just a pity it's just taken so long.
What do you remember yourself, Helen, about that night, the night you lost your brother?
I remember I went to my Aunt Maggie's house to sleep. I was babysitting and my sister and my neighbour came over and told me he was shot in the leg. But when I got home, my younger brother, he was in bed, his arm broke his bed. So I ran down to my aunt's house about 4 o'clock in the morning and went round to the tunnel where he was shot. I suppose at 13, I thought I would have been close to him, sitting in the tunnel, which I did be. Just devastated me at the time.
When you're that young, I would assume, Helen, that it's difficult to even comprehend, even though you're aware of what's happening in Northern Ireland at the time, but just someone so close to you, your sibling, your brother, were you able to understand it at the time?
Not really. You don't. It's just a trauma at the time. I don't remember 1972 or 3. I don't remember the music from that year or other things from that year. You know, it's a kind of a surreal thing. I think it happens when somebody meets a violent death like that. It's extremely hard for the family to comprehend it.
What kind of young fellow was Manus?
I was very happy, go lucky. Loved airplanes, ships. He had a comic down the back of his trousers when he was shot dead. He was 15. He was meeting a wee girl, Margaret McCall. And he didn't want her to know he was still reading comics. So, you know, that age when you're between growing up and you're still very young. While happy-go-lucky, he raided orchards, dogs, school, all the usual things we boys do. He loved music as well.
Do you have a lot of clear memories of Manus and what he was like, because so many years have passed?
I do. He was a wild, funny wee boy. And there's just a year between us. One of my best memories is me and him on a Christmas Eve night. My mother and father went to neighbor's house and we opened all the younger children's toys to get a look at them and wrapped them all up again. We were that excited doing it, you know.
So what happens, Helen, when something so traumatic happens to you and your family, in terms of the aftermath and how you try and deal with this? I heard a package from Michael O'Donnell this morning. He was talking to Margaret McCauley, who was with him at the time, and she said this had taken over your life, your family's life. This had become your life.
Does become your life. For years and years, we never spoke his name at home. None of us know the reason we just stopped speaking his name. I think it was because we didn't want to hurt each other talking about him. It takes away your whole innocence, and it leaves you with that sense that something could happen to somebody you love dearly in an instant. say, something very violent and uncalled for can happen so quick. So the innocence of your childhood is taken. And of course, through the years with the hurdles and stalling blocks and everything, I have great doctors, thank God, because I was almost at mental breakdown at times.
So yesterday, Helen, what will that have meant to you? How did that change the years and years you had to fight to clear Manus's name?
Well, yesterday I felt well peaceful, and today I feel well calm. I'm hoping this stays. I'm just hoping that I'll feel some sense of normality. I've always looked at other people, you know, and thought, I wonder what it's like to get up in the morning and not know the troubles, not know the death and destruction, you know. Just wake as a normal person and live a normal day.
Why do you think, Helen, it took so long to clear his name?
I think the whole system set up against bringing the victims' families and the courts. You know, there was too many killings here. Of course, we're not all treated equally. And until that happens, there'll never ever be peace here.
Okay. Well, Helen Deary, thanks for taking the time to talk to us this morning about something that must be incredibly difficult for you. And thanks again for that. That's Helen Deary.